After floor. I would never.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Danny King, our new city reporter.
Danny King. Danny King. Deuces. I do hope you're a little nicer than Arna, though.
Hey, Tanya.
Yes.
Know whose phone this is?
That is Renee's phone. Gilbert.
That was sitting on that table there. That fits, because she was here.
Council, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Do things.
Where's the meeting?
Run.
Where's she at?
Hey, anybody else here?
Dan.
Majority of council.
Are you looking at?
I'm curious, but yeah. No, I think. 4:30, the mayor's around here. Should I start without her? That would be just go.
So it's like.
There is, actually.
I need your help.
Yeah, it's kind of around to get rid of the table, actually, for sitting here. They keep it for the drone.
I honestly don't. Charlie's gonna be absent.
I know.
I really.
Did you get your deal? Did you get your deal?
You know, I'll see how this next year.
I'll put it for everything else. It takes. Well, I always do.
Yeah.
That little.
Yeah, I know. I like love it, right?
I wish you had shown the bill back.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. How about you? Probably.
Oh, he's not.
Obviously, right. This man might get a 70-30.
Kind of wait to see how the legislative races turn out by area.
You run, let me know. Carol.
Yes.
Carol, point where to go. Who are the power?
Charles Scott's out of the 2021.
Where is this?
Yeah, 2019, yeah.
2019.
I probably won't run. I think on the same boat.
Oh, yeah. You asked for a day, don't you?
At this point. I think it's probably not, but then I went to the. My application, then just talking to people.
If two people agree.
Some of the goals that they talked about, they kind of motivated me. I think it's kind of. That's a lot of time right there.
There's a part of me, too.
My own business. No, no.
Don't say too loud.
Yeah, a lot of those guys do that.
I'm sure this is his.
Where did Dallas?
Hey, David.
How are you doing?
Brent.
Can't imagine trying.
I've been talking about.
What about, like.
So would that open on that? That house.
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to go to city council.
I'm not gonna do any.
No, I can't.
You know what?
I know.
He's actually.
Yeah. I like him. I'm not gonna run against him. And I don't have a reason to go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, guys, so Kaneem just texted and said if we get the meeting started, I'll get it going. We could get.
Take your off.
Yeah, and so I called around for the HVAC too.
Please sit down. Over here, Kaneem.
So we'll just go ahead and get started. Andrew, I think you're starting up with this, correct?
Yes, I'm actually, we've got Dan Coriel, the Parks Manager, and Chris Smith, the Pocahontas Superintendent, and with the new $6 million Pocahontas Lodge up on the mountain, we've got an opportunity to generate some revenue. And Chris has done quite a bit of research into what leads we might be able to achieve. So Chris is here to present a fee schedule for venues, weddings. I know he's, I've had a call by a mother of the bride, and I know that Chris has had many more than that. So I will turn it over to Chris to discuss the proposed fee variance.
So when we built the new lodge and we came through the whole design phase, we really wanted the lodge to be more than just a ski lodge. We wanted it to be a year-round facility. So we geared the whole design of the building to function as a year-round facility, focusing all the most of the skier aspects of it in the lower level, and then the top to be more of a banquet and community type center. Since that happened, we've been contacted by brides that would like to get married there since last October. I had two brides look at it and tentatively booked the facility with no contract whatsoever starting in December. The second one solidified in January. Since then, we've had three book that want to book. We've tentatively booked these people for 2018 and one for 2019. We did, my staff and I this winter, we created a business plan for the lodge. And we came up with a fee schedule that we feel is competitive with what's in the area and where Hogadon Basin Lodge is at this point in time. So our fee schedule right now is one-day rental for a wedding, which is 24 hours, is $2,000, and then $500 for additional days, and then a $500 refundable cleaning deposit on that. And we're looking to somehow solidify a contract so that we can secure these weddings that we already have on the books.
Chris? So $2,000 for that first day and then $500 an additional day. Does that $500 for the additional day cover all the expenses that are up there?
Yes, we feel it does. In our research, we found that most of the areas in town were $1,000 to almost $2,600 for a day rental. Other ski areas that we found, Jackson was as high as $6,000 a day. Snowy Range is exactly the same as that we would be, and they're about the same size ski area. We feel that they offer pretty close to the same size, same type of venue that we would have.
Amanda and Chris, or Chris and Amanda?
Chris, just to follow up. So that the $2,000 for that first day, $500 per additional days. On those additional days with the $500, are we? I feel like we should generate some income off that. So are we not only making expenses, but making some money?
I feel that we will be making money. I also feel that in the future, when we secure someone to run the restaurant facility, that we will make a percentage off of that person that would be in there.
These venues, I mean, if I might, these venues are not going to be staff intensive. They're going to be run by the caterer that the wedding party chooses. You know, they have to clean the facility when it's done. All we need to do is make sure that they treated it appropriately.
Okay, thank you.
Amanda.
So when you say comparables, and you've mentioned several other resorts, you know, in the state, is that also comparables in Casper?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We compared Three Crowns, Walcott Galleria, Lyric, Tate Pump House, and the Casper Event Center.
So where does it fall in line? It
falls right into the median of the higher-end facilities in town.
I guess the way I view it is that if somebody is wanting to book that for, you know, a wedding or what have you, they're doing it for the view.
Correct.
None of those other venues have the capabilities that Hogadon has with a full kitchen, the space. I mean, Woolcott might be comparable with, you know, square footage. I guess my feeling is that we should be on the higher end rather than the median of other venues in Casper.
And I feel that you're probably correct in that. However, as beautiful as the inside of Hogadon Lodge at this point in time, there are aspects of it that are extremely rough on the outside. Our parking lot is needs a lot of work. The entrance needs some work. There's no landscaping. If you've been to the mountain, it's rock. I mean, it's nicknamed the Rock for a reason. It's all rock up there. So I think that in the future, we could look at doing something different.
I'm going to guess, too, we can always raise rates, but to lower rates seems kind of tough.
Right.
And I can tell you.
Hello?
The comparison numbers.
Right.
say Pump House is $2,300 for a wedding. And they have all kinds of different rates, the Pump House does, but the right. wedding, you can have it on any day of any part of the year, is $2,300. But with that, you get your cleaning deposit. It's built into that $2,300. Right. And also you get 3 hours with a wedding coordinator that they provide. And so that's part of that $2,300 charge.
Okay.
And then the Lyric is $1,500 for a full day rental. And I'm sorry, I have one more. The events, Walcott Galleria, if you're going to have a wedding with 150 people, it's $1,800.
Okay.
For a full day.
Thank
you.
Yep.
Yeah, just wanted to check. I assume that when the ski area is open, we probably wouldn't need so much of this, or just do it limited to the days when we're not open, or because I see a conflict there.
My wife and I owned a business for 20 years, and if there's one thing she'll tell you, I never turned down any kind of business. I think there's a workaround for most things. I think there may, if a bride could get married in a set time frame that we could fit in for, the ski area closes at 4 o'clock, if they wanted to have their ceremony at 6 and be out by midnight, 1 o'clock, I think that there's other rates available that we could research at that point in time that we would handle on a case-by-case until we actually get a foothold on how we're going to progress.
So you'd be trying to just work an individual contract around?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Again.
Where's the taser?
Banana.
Other questions, comments, feedback?
Thumbs up, and this will be presented at next Tuesday's council meeting for formal adoption.
Everybody's comfortable? Okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, check that out.
Under time.
You should get a bonus for that.
I know.
I've told everybody that we will be through agenda item number 4 by 6.
Well, I also didn't recognize Chris for the tie on initially.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I didn't either.
I
did.
It's
the glasses? Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Number 2, leisure services. So Dave LaPlante is the lucky winner.
Let me just get, if
you
I
want
may,
to introduce?
Your Honor, a quick introduction. Leisure services was folded into public services in towards the end of March, first part of April, with Doug Bollock's retirement. And in that time, I have been public services director now for almost 3 years. I have not seen a presentation by the Leisure Services Advisory Board chairman in front of council in over 3 years. And I think it's important that council knows what resource they have with the board. And I know Amanda Huckabee is the council liaison, and I think Charlie Powell has also recently been appointed as a council liaison. But I think it's important to hear from the president. And he's got his, or the chairman, I should say, and he's got some of his board members here, but just a very brief introduction for you.
Absolutely. I'm David LaPlante. I'm chairman of the Leisure Service Board. I have Ted Rasmussen here. Ted is my right-hand person and the vice president of this outfit. And Beth Nelson is going to do a little presentation on users. We represent a volunteer group that is to advise you on leisure services. As you know, we had a leisure service director, we had the sub-director, we had all kinds of people, they're all gone. There are several resolutions, I won't bore you with them, they're in your package, you can read them. There's one from 83, there's one from 94, of what our goals are. We're really truly just a vet through your user groups. You have 31 user groups, truly advising 7 staff members on everything from fees to user to helping try to do schedules. And we are here strictly as an advisory group. That's what we're here for. What we're looking for is a little direction from you. After Beth runs through some numbers for you, which are going to be astounding how much use the city rec system has, I'd love to get an idea of if you want us to continue, want us to be more involved, less involved, or go the heck away. We can all do all of those things pretty well. So Beth Nelson, Beth, there's a little spreadsheet in your presentation. Beth's going to run through it with you.
Hopefully, hi, I'm Beth Nelson. I've been on the advisory board for a couple of years now. And really, because I understand you have been provided information, an overview of what we do, I just wanted to talk a little bit real shortly about what information that these, we actually have 38 user groups, of which 7 are city facilities. What information they provide to us annually. We meet with 38 user groups at various times during the year at various locations. We go to Hovedon, got to see that beautiful new facility. We meet at the Recreation Center, the Ice Arena, Fort Casper, etc. So we get around. Each user group, all 38, do provide us an annual report. And some are extremely well done, which is one that I, you can see it's got graphs on it. but they provide information in regards to the number of participants that each group has, the ages of the groups, their programs that they operate, their goals, their expansion plans, their upcoming events, because each one of these groups, they have a lot of things going on. I was very shocked when I got on the board. Included in the annual report that they give us, they also provide us financial information and a certificate of liability insurance. They also, during the meeting, and included in the report, they do raise issues if they have any issues or any changes that they might make to facility, that they might want made to their facility. And it has been very, very helpful to have city staff present at these meetings because oftentimes, or when these folks raise an issue, the appropriate city staff or a supervisor is there to try to address the issue. For instance, removing tires out of the BMX track, or the plowing of the road so that the Casper Shooters Club can get to their clubhouse. Those people were there, and after the meeting, I believe they got those issues taken care of. And that's what it's all about, is making things run a little better. As you know, the city does have city-operated facilities also meet with us, and they go through their fee increases, proposed increases, of which we send a recommendation to the council. And again, as Chairman LaPlante, we are just a sounding board. But let me tell you what, last year there were over 800,000 visits to the recreational facilities in Casper, Wyoming. It's amazing. I do have figures, but I'm not going to bore you and go through how many people played at the golf course, or how many people skied at the, or how many people attend the recreation center. I'm here to tell you we have a wonderful community, we have a wonderful recreation, and our group, again, we serve as a sounding board, and we let the participants come and talk to us, the providers come and talk to us, and hopefully we can coordinate things between like users who, for instance, I know in fiscal year 2016, they needed a new sound system in the ice arena, and y'all, we funded a new sound system in the ice arena, but it wasn't just for the ice rink. It was for the Coyotes, it was for the figure skaters, and we were able to get a system that worked for everyone. So again, our group is a volunteer board that hopefully takes some pressure off of all of you so that all of these people aren't coming and talking to you. So with that, I would be happy to take any questions or refer them to whomever might be able to answer them.
Before I let Dallas jump in, I would love to have a copy of the breakdown of where people are going, if it could be emailed a different day.
Carolyn Griffith will email it to you. I have written all over mine because I went back to our annual reports and had made other notes.
No, that's certainly fine. I know where to find her, so perfect. Okay, Dallas, go for it.
How many people did play the golf course?
You know, last year, actually, we saw a decline last year, and I think they're going to see a decline last year. This year also, because I play out there. I was out there yesterday. Left 2 made pars and birdies on the course, but there wasn't I know it wasn't very good. It was, we had a decline of about 10% last year from the year before. doesn't seem to be as busy this year, so I'm...
Do you have numbers, an actual number?
Yeah, there were 34,067 visits last year.
And they're going to be less this year?
I think they're going to be less because I play out there and it's just not as crowded. And of course, there's been problems with Caddyshack not being open pretty much the whole month of July. But they did open again last week.
He's a pro out there now.
Gary Marsh.
He's been there for years.
He has been there for years.
Now that he's still there.
Yep.
He is.
Chris and then Amanda.
You mentioned that you provided funding for like the sound system. Where do you guys get your funding?
We don't have any funding now. And I think fiscal year 2016 was the last year that the city had allocated to the Leisure Services Board $50,000, of which we spent about $30,000. These folks came in and asked for things like new back netting for the baseball fields, fence caps, which was a safety issue. They needed another shelter out at the Shooters Club, of which we funded, and the Shooters Club actually did some of the work and the painting and stuff, so you know they throw in their labor to get things established. So we did not have any money this last year, and we don't have any money this year, which is quite all right. We would prefer to get the requests and then forward them to you folks or allow the city staff to include them in their budget, capital budget requests.
Okay, thank you.
Amanda?
I requested to be assigned to this because I don't know a whole lot about this area, and it's been very enlightening sitting on this board and the amount of, you know, groups that they oversee, if you will. And I personally think that we should retain them because I see them as a group that is vetting things for us before it comes to us. And the level of accountability that they require, I think, is greatly beneficial, not only to us, but to the community. I think it's just another set of eyes on things in addition to ours and staff. And they put in a lot of hard work in doing this. So I think that, you know, if they're willing to keep doing it, that we should keep them around.
You guys don't plan on leaving us, do you?
Well, I think it's up to the council to approve a resolution. We're not planning on leaving. We've been appointed for a specific period of time.
Ah, then we will lock you all in forever. Okay. Chris?
Well, that was my question. I think the question for us is whether they continue because there is no more Leisure Services Department. Is that correct?
Not entirely true. I mean, I don't think this board is currently being utilized to their full potential. And I think part of it is just an education piece for council to understand what these guys can provide for you if you desire for them to continue to do so.
Well, we don't have anyone else that coordinates with 38 recreational groups, am I right? So if it's been underutilized that seems like a natural point to deal with all things recreation. And if it's just a matter of saying we want them to continue doing that, I don't know why we wouldn't do that, absolutely.
Is there a vision of something else to add?
No, I think we will have to change the resolution, which was formed under the Leisure Services Department. So it'll have to be some semantics just to change it over to Public Services, but that's relatively easy to do. So
let's do it.
Yeah, we will certainly proceed with that.
Dallas, Bob, Jesse.
So anybody who comes in here and tells me they got $50,000 and they only spent $30,000, I really like them.
We're going to spend zero this year.
And that part I was going to say I even like better because I want to propose a citizens committee to help, an advisory committee to help balance our city budget. We should just turn that over to that.
Jeez, look what time it is, man. We got to run. Got to feed the dog.
But thank you. Thank you for what you've been doing.
Let's take it even a step further. We've been able to power equalize a lot of these projects. As Mr. Beamer knows, we've had bathrooms, the shooting club that the shooters provided the vast majority of the funding for, and it's your property. So it really, really is a filter to you guys. That's really what we're doing.
Thank you.
and we can sure continue. One thing I would strongly recommend is you require me or whoever the dummy is that takes my job, a quarterly report to you at either a work session or your general session. And that's what's actually what's in the resolution.
And I think there's kind of a bigger discussion of maybe trying to get everybody's meeting agendas and minutes for all the different boards. You can just email to us. So if there's something important to you that you want to look at, you can. If it's not something that you need updated on, you don't have to read the email, but that might help kind of keep us all in the loop better. So I love that idea. Bob?
I think you were up before I was, Jesse. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter to me. Thanks. I just wanted to say thank you, and then also it would be great to have the items that you didn't speak about that would for me or us. I'd love to hear about it in terms of how many people are golfing, how many people aren't, the fee schedule. I think that was something.
Yeah, she was going to email it to us.
Yeah,
I think
that'll
be emailed to you.
Yeah, and something I'd like to see. I know last year council talked about fee schedule before the budget, something we didn't get a chance to do now. The decline, it'd be great to have more people use our public facilities. Thanks.
Bob and then Amanda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I believe this board really does serve as a point man for us on council. And I guess I would throw my support into rebuilding the resolution if that's not a big problem to make it whatever we need to do, because I think it's a board we need. And we appreciate your efforts. We wouldn't have time to meet with all those people in our 20-minute.
Amanda.
Additionally, we don't want to deal with the politics between the groups either. There's interesting dynamics at play in certain areas that I had no idea about. And I, too, am very grateful for you guys kind of being the filter for that. And I guess this kind of ties into when we have the conversation about, you know, our responsibility with these boards, because I guess the way I look at it is that I'm there to listen and just kind of let them do their job, but I don't feel like when it comes down to making decisions that I should be a part of that, because I just feel like it's conflict. Because I trust them. They've all been there a long time. They know what they're doing, and I don't feel like I need to be a part of that. I'm just there to learn about what's going on and answer questions if I can, which usually I can't because I don't do sports. So
I get the general sense that we're extremely pleased with your work and honored that you've done so much for us. We're going to adjust the resolution.
I'll just remind council that if a committee comes to you with leisure questions or concerns, you can certainly refer them to this board. Perfect.
So do you want this piece of mailing then that's the fireball run? I'm just going to give it to you guys. And if it's anything y'all want to do, let me know.
Thank you very much.
That looks like a leisure, or maybe I'd punt it off on Carolyn back there.
Well, I just give it to Carolyn because she's not doing a thing between midnight and 2 a.m.
She's got
that time frame open. So.
She's got spare time, yeah, in those middle of
no,
the hours.
No, she's just laying around the house. Thank you very much. And again, please use us. We're here to try to filter and vet through this and bring you recommendations. We don't make decisions. We make recommendations. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you,
Dave. Thank you, Beth. Rock and roll number three is easy.
Get your paper.
I am not the city manager, so therefore there is no city manager report.
Okay. Check.
And check.
You don't have anything like.
No, he's fine. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
There's always time for humor, Chris.
I knew Councilman Walsh would appreciate that.
My humor went away in like.
Like, when were you born?
I was born
very grumpy.
It was probably more like
summer,
in the 60s
summer.
Or whenever
Steve
was
the same
born.
Okay.
Future agenda, folks. Future agenda. That's rock and roll.
It should be a relatively benign council meeting on the August 1st. We've got a consent item establishing September 5th as the public hearing date for a rezone on Minnesota Avenue. And then we've got a second reading ordinance of the vacation of the alley there for David Street Station, 2nd Street. And Then we have a slew of resolutions. We got an agreement with Gear Fabrication Services for the Casper Event Center hairpin rail installation project. Those are those handrails that go between the landings so people can grab hold of them, if you recall that conversation a couple months ago. We've got two easements, one with Carter and one with Herrera for the West Casper Zone 2. That's for the water main looping out at West Coast Wolf Creek Road out through Coach Road. These are the last two easements we need. Once we get these in place, we can finally put that project out to bid and get that project rolling. So those are both on the agenda for next Tuesday. We have an agreement with GSG Architecture for fire station number 5. That's for both design and CA.
Where is that?
That is at the intersection of Landmark Drive and Pay It Forward Drive, just north of BioLife, I believe, facility. The city purchased that lot. Chief King said he was here for me. Oh, there.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
We still have it back.
And then we have an accepting a grant from the Wyoming Water Development Commission for the CY Booster Station project. We were successful in obtaining that grant. It will provide $852,000, just shy of $853,000 to replace that booster station, which is right by, it was right by the old CR Middle School, and it's going to be open again this fall, and I forget what they're calling the school now, but right Journey. Behind Smith's, kind of.
Journey.
Yes, yeah. I think it is Journey. And we have a couple of lease agreements, one with the Casper Coyotes and one with the Amateur Hockey Club, both at the Ice Arena.
How long are those leases for?
I didn't review those, okay. So I can't tell you for sure.
I have one right here in my hand. And they're 1 year with a 3 year option.
Okay. The only reason I ask is
maybe 5 years.
I think I'm catching baseball people arguing again, and it drives me crazy. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. So
baseball. It's a constant in the universe.
And then again, that would be a good one to refer to the Leisure Services Advisory Board.
Yes.
I mean, I really think that could be a resource.
Okay.
We have a memorandum of agreement and an easement with YDOT and the Transportation Commission. This is for some signal and ADA improvements that they're putting in at the 13th. And Fort Casper, or Wyoming Boulevard and Fort Casper Road. We got a lease agreement with Boys and Girls Club for the play football program. They utilize existing softball and baseball fields, and they convert those into play football fields for the little kids to play on. We have an agreement with the University of Wyoming Cooperative Extension Service. This is for the agricultural outreach and educational services. These are paid for the weed and pest mill levy. In the amount of $25,000. We've got what we just talked about earlier, rescinding resolution 14-129, establishing fees and rules for rentals at the Hogadon Basin Ski Lodge. That's on the agenda. We've got that we are rescinding the agreement with Full Contact Concrete for the 2017 Pedestrian Pathways Project. They were awarded that contract, I believe, back in April. They have failed to enter into an agreement with us. So we're going to rescind that agreement and make a call on their bid bond and rebid that project. We got a change order number 4 with Phipps Construction. This is for the Hogadon Lodge. This is mainly to do with the water service to the new facility. Some problems we ran into there, as well as the sewer connection, primarily addressing some of those. And we got the purchase of a paratransit bus for the Catsy. We got approval, a vacation and replat of the Bistoff edition, which is kind of right by Magic City Stoves. And then we got amendment with National Benefit Services for the Flexible Spending Benefits Plan Administration Services. They haven't raised their fees since 2013, and I think they're raising it by 35 cents per employee that participates in that plan. So I think it's a whopping $500 and change over the course of a year increase for that service. And that, Madam Mayor, is it for the agenda for Tuesday.
Okay.
What's that subdivision called again?
Bistoff.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering.
I heard it wrong. You thought I said something else?
He did.
No. Bistoff.
Thank you for enunciating.
The more you say it, the more it sounds that way.
You guys really behaved. More I'm going to get that way.
I know. Aren't you impressed? We're improving.
That would have been giggling big time. All right. Steps. Ready for council around the table then?
Yes, ma'am.
Bob?
We don't have anything other than want to thank everybody that made it to the USS Wyoming crew welcoming. A bunch of nice guys, and we hope they'll be back. I'm not sure it'll be next year. They have to pull the USS Wyoming into the filling station. It hasn't been refueled in 20 years, and now they're going to refuel it.
I don't have that in the truck.
So it'll be sitting on the hard for about 2 years. But there'll still be crews working on it. Both the blue and the gold crew will be working on it. So, and they did invite everybody out to the change of command ceremony in at Groton on, I think it's going to be November 3rd, as I recall. So we'll be hearing more about that, but it's always fun to do that.
They felt very strongly that we attend that.
Is that in Georgia? Where is it, Georgia?
Virginia.
Pardon?
Where was it? Virginia. Right?
It's based in Virginia. Virginia.
Yeah. Is that where the ceremony is at?
I'll volunteer to go to
that. The change of command will probably be at Groton because it'll be taken out.
Where is Groton?
Under repair.
Where is Groton?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay.
Connecticut.
I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, Chris.
with all the info on the eclipse, seems like it's either festival information or it's the zombie apocalypse. And the zombie apocalypse message is concerning people. And I think we're contributing to that, and maybe we're even the major drivers of that. And I think it's getting out of hand. A lot of people worried about their sewers not working and their water not working. Now, our sewer lines are actually causing us problems because they're so oversized in some areas that they need special treatment inside of them. Am I right about that?
Yeah, we have relayed to the media previously that there is no concern with either the sewer system
right.
or the water system for the influx of people that we expect to see.
What we're going to see is a crowd. We don't know what the scope of that's going to be. And the media probably wouldn't print that because it's not a sexy disaster story, so do we have information we can put on the city, you know, website and that kind of thing? And we probably do that says you don't need to panic. You don't need to stock up on 50 cases of water because your faucet's going to work.
Well, I've already done that.
Well, that's just that's just for general, though. I mean, but it's concerning some people legitimately, and I don't want to be part of the sky is falling.
I was at the doctor's office, eye doctor's office. And a guy came in giving something, some supply, or I don't know what it was. But anyway, the gal behind the desk was like, is this really going to be that bad? Sounds like it's going to be really bad. I agree with Chris. I mean, I really feel like we need to just temper and say it's not going to be the end of the world. Because it is. It's starting. It's happening. There are people that are legitimately concerned.
Well, and we created it.
I don't know.
Can I interject in this?
Well, as a city council, we didn't stop it.
Right.
But that's the generation that's coming out from our officials and from county officials and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, people need to understand the parks are going to be full, the roads are going to be full, but
it's going to be crowded.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, go for it.
As one person who oversees this page as a group of agencies who are responsible for the safety and well-being of the entire county, please refer people to Casper/Natrona Eclipse 2017 emergency and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Stu had to make it exceptionally long.
How do you refer them to it? Is it a website?
It's a Facebook page. That would mean you have to use your Facebook page, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I'm
However, the Eclipse website that is established, while it does have festival information, there is also agency information on there that will leak to each agency's website for emergency management, health department, Department of Transportation, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we have worked together to create, each PIO from each agency has created slides that pertain to our pertinent safety information for each department. So, for example, mine have to do with elevation and heat strokes and snakes and black widows and keep your damn dog on a leash kind of stuff. They will be on the screens at the hotels on that kind of information channel, and they will go through all of those. We have provided those to Anna, so those will be added to the website as well. So there's clearly a safety area, and if you want specific information from YDOT, you click on there and it will link it to you. But this Facebook page, each of us that's a PIO, we are feeding information to that page.
What's the page again?
It's Casper / Natrona Eclipse 2017 Emergency and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Okay.
You couldn't make it simple.
Is that something we could link, put a link on the city's website as well?
Tanya is going to get on that right now. Look at her. She's chomping at the bit.
But I get where you're coming from, because I feel a little out of the loop of, like, I can't sleep because I want the details what each group's doing, and I want the details that aren't necessarily public.
Would you like to be added to the mailing list? Because I can.
Yes. Would you put me on there? I know there was a meeting Monday, but I couldn't make it.
Okay. How about this? I will tell you this because this is public information.
Print stuff off for me and get it to me so that I can sleep better at night?
No, because then I will be printing for days, and I am quite busy right now because we are 3.5 weeks out and we're all having panic attacks.
Whatever.
There is a meeting.
Oh my God, where is it?
That is. Hold on. I'll tell you. Okay, ready. Get ready for this.
Ready.
Thursday, August 3rd from 10 o'clock. 11:30 at the Wold Physical Science Building, room 103. Anybody that wants to be there, that's an all-agency meeting for the eclipse. Everybody and their brother who's involved in the eclipse will be there.
Chris, were you done?
I am.
I just like to interrupt him, like you do too.
I put that on my agenda. It's all good.
Anything else, Chris?
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, though. I think we need to be a little bit more informed, and I know she's neck deep in it, but I do feel out of the loop, so I don't know if it's something we need a work session on.
Quit playing with
horses.
Meeting.
We'll find a way to get more informed, so we'll count on y'all to help us. What else you got, Amanda?
Okay, so was that Friday? Yes, it's very hot and sweaty outside. I went to the Purple Chart. Purple Heart Truck Run at Griner, it's a truck that is adapted for amputee veterans, and they donate one every year, and then they drive it around the country. So Casper was picked as a stop along the way, so a bunch of veterans showed up, and we all got to sign the truck. So I read the proclamation, and we were awarded 2 Purple Heart designated parking signs to be used at the city, and the Wounded Warrior Project donated those to us. So I have them in the back of my vehicle, and I do hope that we use those somewhere along here in the back. And Griner was also awarded those. I will be gone August 1st because I am going to the restorative justice training that Jen Miner with the PD is putting on. It's the same time as this. The 17th for mayor manager, depending on the eclipse, I may or may not be here. And the 24th, I definitely won't be here. And I'm so happy the eclipse is going to be over soon.
That's the nice thing about the eclipse. It's going to happen no matter what.
Bingo.
2.5 minutes.
Okay. That covers you?
Everyone's playing with horses all day.
Dallas.
So, I want to make a proposal to the council. I believe that we need to form a citizens advisory committee to advise us on getting a balanced budget for the city of Casper as soon as possible. I'm hoping we can have the budget balanced by the end of the year. I mentioned it to Carter. It's that it's going to take some heavy lifting, but I think we need a citizens advisory board, similar to this leisure board, and that we work out the details of that right away. I think perhaps each council member could put two or three people on it that they want on it. I've talked to some people I know that have a great knowledge of finance, and they're interested in doing it. I was surprised. They all kind of laughed. But I don't think it's going to encompass, you know, huge amounts of time, because they'd be working with, you know, the city staff, Carter and the city staff, and being able to get information out to the public to just present a balanced budget so everybody can see what it looks like. And then have that discussed among people of the city. They're entitled to have a balanced budget. And this is one of these things that I can tell you personally, I will not let it fall through the cracks. It has to be done. I don't feel comfortable when people come in wanting money. I'd like to give the money too, but I don't feel comfortable giving money out when we don't have a balanced budget. And nobody knows how bad this is getting, but it's getting worse, whether you see it or not. And you just look at gasoline prices, they're down. Public likes that, but it also bodes bad happenings for the oil and gas industry. So somehow, I hope you'll see your way to getting this done right away. And I don't mean in a month or 3 months or anything. I'd like to see a resolution from this council saying, let's form a citizens advisory committee to balance the city of Casper's budget. And then put it in place. And then everybody, I'm sure, has people that they can talk to, they'd like to see on the board. And then it's a pretty simple matter. You give them the current budget, you give them the list that Liz already made of things that can be cut, and then we start having a conversation about it. But if we don't do this, it's going to be like the health care bill with Trump and Obamacare and nobody being able to do anything. And I don't know whether this makes people uncomfortable or not, but our citizens have a right to have input in this, because they'll tolerate it then when they see it coming. And I think there should be city employees also on this board, because they're also citizens.
Council, for something like this, we kind of need a majority of support to put it in place. Chris?
Dallas, I appreciate your insight on a lot of things. I don't agree with you on this one. And here's what I think. We're the citizen advisory group. We're elected. We should seek counsel from those people that we feel have unique insight. But to have a citizen advisory group, we start deflecting our responsibility. And this budget has not been a problem up until about 4 years ago. And we should give Carter an opportunity to present whether or not he's going to be able to manage those things. We get a citizens advisory group. There's 9 of us. We oftentimes don't agree. Add another 9 or 10 people to it, and it's another group. I think it actually delays the process. I think all of us here have unique insights and strengths to be able to look at that. I share the same frustration as you. This year's budget and the information we were presented, and we've all talked about it. I'm not comfortable with it, and I don't even believe that what I was presented was accurate, but I think that will change. And I think we can do this, and I believe that's our role to do that, and seek counsel from those people that obviously know better than us in the back channels, but I don't support it.
May I respond to Chris?
Let me get to Bob, and I don't want to create a big debate, because what I really need to know is if we just have a majority or not. And you guys debating gets a little bit...
Gets old, right?
Causes gray hair.
It's our sport.
It's lovely, though.
I do like gray hair. Go for it, Bob.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Chris. But when you look at the law, we have a fiduciary responsibility to make a budget and to approve the budget. we don't have to have it built by people outside of the city. Typically, if the city needs a CFO, we'll get a CFO. And I think that's in progress. And I think we, in fact, pretty much put our new city manager on board with the idea that that was going to be one of his challenges. And I think he knew that. I also contest the fact we do have a balanced budget. We just use some of our savings. I don't know if you ever listened to Dave Ramsey. What's the first thing he tells you? You got to have 3 to 6 months in a savings account for things that you didn't anticipate. Well, we've done much better than that. We have something considerably more than 3 to 6 months. And that you should also remember that that reserve assumes that you have not one penny income coming in. And that will never be the case as long as the world doesn't end. We will still have money coming in. So I think for us to put another group between what really is our fiscal responsibility to study the budget and work on it in a reasonable time frame, I just think we'd be duplicating efforts and we'd make it a lot harder for city staff to get the job done. So, thank you.
I'd still like to respond to both of them.
Before I come back to Dallas, anybody else? That way Dallas can have the closing words.
I would just say I agree with both Chris and Bob.
I agree with him as well.
Okay.
And me.
I just want to be redundant and just say what everyone else has said already.
Thanks for that.
Isn't the proper way I would like to echo?
So Dallas, there's not enough support. I have an idea, but do your closing argument.
Okay, so I'll be short.
Well, I'll
be short. And I didn't expect everybody to be against this, but I knew that it was going to be a certain amount of force. And my vision of that board is pretty simple, which is to help us with the public understanding why you might have to cut certain things and be able to have the public hear from members of this committee that they agreed with it. Because with respect to this budget, I don't understand Bob's comment, it isn't a balanced budget. I disagree with that characterization. I don't think anybody's fooled by that. There is no one in this city that has told me they agree with spending a savings account, a rainy day savings account, because it isn't that rainy yet. And so we're just, in my opinion, the citizens don't think that that is that what we did with that budget is responsible. But the only thing that I see that occurred that needed to be done was you had to have a budget by a certain date. This has been going on for a long time, and I know it meets with resistance. People who've been involved in these budgetary matters in the past, where they've been spending money that really wasn't commensurate with income, are used to spending savings accounts. But most people won't do that with their own savings account. I've had people say to me about the savings account, you know, those are things you don't spend unless it's a matter of life and death. And many people who I've talked to know way more about finances than I do, or really anybody on this board. Now, Carter and whoever this new guy is.
Or lady.
Hopefully it is one, maybe. But we need citizens to back us up. And if the citizens aren't backing us up and don't understand this and it's convoluted, and to sit here and not even really think about it. I was hoping you'd just at least think about it and we could have some conversations about it, because I believe this budget has to be balanced right away or the public's confidence in this body is going to be so low. And I don't think some of you see that. But if you go out to the public, Amanda's in the public all the time. I know what she tells them. I know what they tell me. Bob keeps looking at his watch. But it's one of the most important things. And I know, Bob, you're used to this old school stuff. But we got to get out of the 60s and 70s, man. It's time to do some action here and just not sit around and pat a budget and say, let's turn it over to somebody else. Because you're right. We have the financial responsibility, and I don't want to put that on anybody. I want us to have the financial responsibility, but when you cavalierly pass a budget like we did, I just don't agree with it.
Okay, so I'm going to go Amanda, Ray, and then I have an idea that maybe doesn't meet us in the middle perfectly, but I feel it's an option. So, and I don't want to debate this because the majority said know, so I'll share my idea at the end and see if that's a way to at least compromise. So Amanda, go ahead.
I don't disagree necessarily, Dallas. I think that you overestimate the real participation of the general public. There are a handful of people that attend these meetings ritualistically, but by and large, I feel like most people want to be armchair critics and don't actually want to get involved beyond complaining on social media. So if I had greater confidence in our public having some kind of useful participation, I would agree to this, but I don't see that currently.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, the only clarification I wanted to make is that I talked to, I know several people in the community as well, Dallas, and I just don't get that. I don't get the sky is falling. Do we need to tighten and do things? Yeah. But I also put up a great deal of trust in our city staff and the work that they're doing and the plans that we've made. I don't get it painted as the end of the world. We need to make some adjustments. We need to work on that. We need to give Carter some time. But I don't face an onslaught of people every day when I walk into Metro or anywhere else telling me that we're what you guys are doing on council is absolutely ridiculous as far as the finances. And I think that's a mischaracterization of the people in public.
And I didn't use the word ridiculous.
Jesse.
You're putting words in my mouth. So I didn't say that. But I said it's responsible to have a balanced budget. And that's what I hear from financial people here in town.
Okay. Jesse, go ahead.
I just wanted to comment and say I think you're on the right path. What you're talking about and your concerns, even if you talk to our auditors and the documents that they gave us, we had that steady, I guess, 145 days of reserves that went significantly down for fiscal year 16. And then after the last 2 years, it might be under 100 days since then. So the concern is there. I think we are the right ones to help steer that, especially since we appointed Carter, and we're on the right path. So,
I'm going to take the final words here. I hear Dallas wants to include some citizen feedback. So one of the things I wonder we could do is have a link on the website where if citizens have an idea how to save money, what's important to them, maybe they can give us their feedback on the budget. We'll hand that up in Facebook, get it out there that we welcome their comments and feedback with the budget so that we can at least start getting some feedback in Dallas's perspective. But the flip side of that is we're pulverizing Carter. We got to give him just a little bit of time to get through things. So in tandem, we'll start getting some public feedback. Dallas can continue speaking with kind of the more financial experts. We'll get a little bit of everything, meet all of council's desires. We'll get information, but we won't do a committee. And we'll get some public feedback. So I think that'll at least start us so that we meet in the middle. Chris.
I don't think it's part of a debate. I think we should, sooner than later, collectively put together a set of criteria that we're looking at for next year's budget, for this budget, for reserve mm-hmm. policy. And I don't think we put that off until January. We do it soon so that all the city departments know what to look for and what to expect, and it should make the process a little bit easier.
And from a timing perspective, I think what I really want to do is get us through the eclipse, get everybody a little bit of a break, and then hopefully start getting this agenda stuff back on, or the, you know, financial stuff back on the agenda. So, but let's get through August 1st and then see what fits in Carter's schedule. He's been working on it. He's got some ideas, and we'll get it all coordinated. So, Dallas, anything else around the table for you?
Somebody asked me about, I direct this to Mr. Beamer. Somebody said that it's the third time we've paved the street up there at Blackmore. There's some paving going on up in that area. I'm not sure what he was talking about. But then he said, and he's a guy that plays golf over at Three Crowns, and I go over there occasionally myself. But he said, how can we never pave Midwest Street? You come across the light there where the light on Poplar and you go on Midwest, it's pretty beat up. Is there any plans to pave that or do anything with that in the near future?
Got a response for both of those. Right now, Landmark's getting paved, and that has not been paved probably in 15, 20 years. So Blackmore was paved recently, maybe as recently as 3 years ago, but Landmark has not been touched in a decade or more. Mm-hmm. Midwest, we are pseudo-patching that along because there are big plans for Midwest. You know, we completed Yellowstone just recently from David to Poplar. The same plans exist for Midwest. We don't want to waste a lot of money patching it when the entire street's going to get reconstructed here, hopefully in the near future, to bring it up to the downtown standards, if that helps.
That's good. Thank you. One other thing, I mentioned this to Bob. I've taken a little different route with my dog, and I've gone downtown and talked to several people that I can find about what they think about the parking issues. The general feeling I get is they don't think that we're enforcing it well enough. And I start out asking them what they think of parking meters. And some of them think it's okay, some of them don't want it. And I tell them I don't think that the council would want to do anything down there that the majority of the merchants wouldn't want anyway. But they're all worried about the parking. And they complain about the parking garage. One person said they think we should tear down the planes right away so people can park there. And this is what I'm hearing. And so I do know that's a big issue with people because they don't quite understand about what's happening with the parking. I don't know if you can address any of that or not either.
Do we have somebody for parking enforcement? Are we actively engaged in that? Maybe they just don't see it happening. Are we writing quite a few tickets down there?
I don't have the numbers right now to give to you. Yes.
Okay. You can kind of let us know how that enforcement's going. Maybe that'll help allay Dallas's concerns.
I think some of the major problems you have with parking downtown isn't the citizens, it's the business owners and their employees that are moving around, and that's what we continue to get.
So they're just moving around every 2 hours to beat the...
Yep.
Like noticeable car you were in the other day? I said like the noticeable car you were in the other day.
Dallas, we may still get some answers in that kind of whole parking study and downtown study, so... We'll see what we can get, but at least we know there's some enforcement down there. Anything else?
I keep telling them how expensive a parking garage is. A lot of people think we should park.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So find me the $12 million, and I'll go talk to Mr. Beamer.
All right, Sean, you got anything for us?
No, I went to the USS Wyoming. Other than that, it's all I got.
Okay, Jesse.
Couple of things. I'd like to do an agenda. I think it's unfortunate we only have 2.2 minutes to speak for council on the table. I'm not sure if you saw that. So good work, Dallas.
Thank you.
Less than the general public.
Yeah. 20 minutes for everybody.
Also,
but Keith Goodenough says we need to trim that and the council needs more time.
Oh, because he is the expert.
For the stormwater management, I think if we could get together, I'm not sure when that takes place for the next. Round for the 1 cent tax. It'd be great to continue to use that for stormwater as we have been doing. I know we ran out of 1 cent, I guess, for this fiscal year, and that's why we're not putting another $600,000 or $500,000 towards it. I think we're already taxing ourselves for infrastructure, so I'd like to use the 1 cent like we have been doing, like I said, for a while, instead of that utilities board. Well, the Wildcatters was great. I played in the Wildcatters last week, and I think there was 260 golfers that participated, and over half of those for sure traveled in town just to participate in that. Flew, drove, everything. So
it's like the goal for CNFR.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we'll see good news. For those that brought their companions along, they also had special events for the ladies to go around to local shops, business owners to spend their money. Yeah, so hopefully it's a good boost for us. That's all I have.
I don't have anything.
Okay. I did hit the USS Wyoming. I did an interview with the Lyric group to kind of talk about how they may or may not proceed forward. So I passed around that little pamphlet because that was something that she left with me. So nothing very exciting to report there. I really don't have anything else other than that. One thing we might want to practice just even in here in the work session, because I don't want you guys to get tense and frustrated with each other, is just instead of speaking directly to each other, let's go back to that. You speak directly to the mayor. Because you're very passionate about these topics, and I appreciate that. So I think passion is what's going to make us successful. But I want to make sure we're not arguing with each other. So direct all your comments to me, and that helps kind of fix that. So
does that mean I can't say banana to Dallas anymore?
No, that's I totally okay. Approve that.
I do have a question, though.
Sure.
With those purple heart signs, would it be possible to put one kind of in front of the police station and one over here, or not?
I don't know if you'd want to restrict that just to that, because there are a lot of people that are coming downtown to get pen checks and get some of the mail and the folks coming down there who need more accessibility.
Right.
So if we start limiting the parking there, that would be a couple of issues.
Why don't you guys figure that out?
Okay. Do you have anything for us or the staff before we switch gears? Chris.
I think that there's more than just, I think there's public parking in front of the police department, if I remember right.
More towards the north, isn't there? 2-hour parking for general public.
Right, but here's my thought. A lot of them are going to be disabled.
I know, that's why you take, instead of an existing handicapped spot, one of the general public 2-hour parking or 1-hour parking to make that a
Purple Heart
recipient, because they get priority.
Right. That's what I think.
Able-bodied person
can walk.
Can walk around the Purple Heart, but and hold the door for them.
Well, John Kerry has a Purple Heart. He's pretty able-bodied.
From what I hear, it was horrible. The mess he was in.
We will let y'all work through that. So
we're just really trying to drive home our support of veterans.
Yes. Okay.
Support our troops.
With that, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purposes of personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Wait,
thank you. We are in executive.
What do I give these to?
Give what?
The Purple Heart signs. I don't want them in my vehicle.
Andrew Beamer.
I'm going to go grab them.
I'll be happy to take them.
Okay.
I'll give them to the chief of police. There you go.
No, if they're not used, I'm going to be upset, man, because those are, like...
I'm not sure what they put them in place of a handicap spot. I think we'd have to have...
No, in addition to...
Yeah.